The Tale of the Tuckers. Not much is known about W.T. Tucker and his wife, Ender Virginia Esquire, the influential twosome who helped shape and build the town of Sanford in its early days. What is very much alive and well, which is more than we can say for Billy and Indy, as the townsfolk called them, are the ghostly stories of how the dearly departed couple still makes their presence known here in downtown Sanford. As many a Sanford native knows, being deceased has never stopped some folks from sticking around and turning up in places you'd least expect them to. So take a moment to gather up your courage before we embark on a dark and shadowy tale of love and ambition. Early life for the young Tuckers was fairly sweet and happy. Billy would make quite the name for himself as the first depot agent assigned to Sanford for the Raleigh and Augusta Airline Railroad Company. While he worked tirelessly to ensure the success of the depot in the surrounding town, Indy committed herself to refining her home, her husband, and her town. Before our story continues, take a second to enjoy the delicious libation at your first stop, La Dolce Vita Pizzeria. After wetting your whistle, stroll up Carthage Street and cross over the railroad tracks. At the intersection of Charlotte and Hawkins Avenues, you'll see the historic Railroad House, which dates back to 1872 and was also the original home of Billy and Indy Tucker. This iconic landmark would be where Billy and his new bride would happily settle to share their lives and build fond memories together. Behind the Railroad House, you'll find Sanford's historic Depot Park. This modern-day municipal park was the very heart of activity in Sanford's early years. It was also where young and ambitious Billy would get his start in the railroad industry as Sanford's first depot manager. For several years, he'd worked to ensure the town's depot ran smoothly, sustained a profit, and remained safe. While both the Railroad House and Depot Park appear to be idyllic spots today, it wasn't always so. Back in Billy's day, the depot was a rather dangerous place to work. He often found himself in situations requiring both brains and brawn. One of those situations in particular involved running off loitering vagrants who were looking for a place to live and a free ride on a train passing through. At times, dealing with this issue could turn deadly as vagrant fights regularly broke out in and around the depot, fights in which one or both parties involved wouldn't make it out alive. What's more, in the decades following the lives and times of the Tuckers, the entire area has been plagued by inexplicable occurrences. The curious and bold among you may be tempted to take a quick detour from our route to explore. But be warned, you might just encounter the phantom-like figure of a deceased vagabond lurking around the historic No. 12 engine, only to see him vanish in the blink of an eye. Some folks have even claimed to hear sudden screams and strange moans quickly followed by the haunting sound of a train whistle when no trains are scheduled to pass through the area. The ghost of a worried Indy Tucker waiting up for her husband has even appeared to some visitors as a silhouette of a single woman in the window of an otherwise dark railroad house. As fearful as Indy was for Billy's safety, she was also well aware that the rough and tumble nature of Billy's job was making him a hard, uncivilized man. She would see to it that he became the proper gentleman she knew he could be. Indy committed herself to regularly introducing her husband to the finer things in life. She filled their home with art and music and quickly became known for elegant teas and fine dinners for visiting railroad dignitaries and wealthy locals. Before long, Billy became known as W.T., and Indy became Ender Virginia, and both became the toast of the town. Right across the street from Depot Park is the Sanford Antique Mall. While there's no guarantee you'll find any of Ender's fine entertaining china or the art she decorated her home with, the odds of an interesting visit are high. In the quiet corners of the store, when no one else is around, some shoppers can hear the hushed whispers of a lady's voice. It's also a known fact that items have inexplicably moved about the store, appearing in places they shouldn't be. Could it be the work of the customers and staff, or is it possible it's Enders or some other visitor beyond the realm of the living, searching for their long-lost treasures? Have a look around if you dare, and decide for yourself if the hauntings are real. WT, now more polished and poised, quickly rose through the professional ranks, eventually becoming chief paymaster for the entire local railroad. This led him straight into local politics, where Mr. Tucker became active in incorporating the town of Sanford, and was eventually appointed the town's first mayor. During his tenure as mayor, W.T. was frequently spotted taking downtown strolls with Mrs. Tucker, or visiting popular watering holes to chat with local constituents, much like you are this very evening. And as you make your way through the streets of downtown Sanford, imagine W.T. and Mrs. Tucker out for an evening stroll amidst the autumn leaves and historic architecture of downtown, and try to ignore the raised hair on the back of your neck. Our next stop is where the Tuckers love to attend plays and shows, the Temple Theater. Balcony seats in a select section of the theater were regularly reserved for the high-profile couple. In the years since their passing, those seated in the Tucker section have remarked how much colder this part of the theater seems to be when compared to other spots. Apparently, both Billy and Ender still prefer to catch the latest entertainment with a live theater audience. With her husband off busying himself with his political ambitions, Sanford's first lady, Ender Tucker, nurtured her own passions. She started a school in the railroad house to educate young ladies and small boys on the ways of proper society. Ender advertised the Ender Tucker Sanford Institute as a quiet and healthy place for parents to send their children to learn to conduct themselves as proper ladies and gentlemen. A stark contrast to the general residents of Sanford at the time. As Ender set about bringing an element of sophistication to her beloved Sanford through her school, the railroad house was filled with the sounds of children laughing and learning, echoes which many say can still be heard here on a quiet night like this one. If you stop for a second and really listen closely, you may hear the sound of children's laughter from centuries gone by. Earlier, we mentioned Ender's passion for art and music. She practically taught herself how to paint and play the piano, two skills that came in handy when entertaining posh guests at the couple's home. She also had a great eye for creative talent and would nurture it both in the children she taught and in the friends and acquaintances she made throughout her life. Imagine how delighted she'd be to see the number of murals now adorning the sides of buildings in downtown Sanford. In fact, there's a chance imagination isn't actually necessary if the hair-raising stories of a ghostly presence being felt, mural sites, and public pianos around the town are to be believed. The Tuckers remained devoted to Sanford for the rest of their natural lives, tirelessly working to bring economic growth, new residents, and cultural advancement to their beloved town, until they were laid to rest some years later. And that's where our story takes a turn. Some say the couple's final resting place in Raleigh, and not Sanford, is the reason for their restless spirits. Others cite another turn of events as the catalyst for their reappearance in our fair city. But we can all agree that a drink or two from the Wild Dogs Brewing Company might be in order before learning what happened next. By all accounts, W.T. and Ender Virginia Tucker remained resting in peace at a gravesite in Raleigh, until October 1962, when the city of Sanford decided to move the first residence of their first mayor to a new site where it remains today. Although the historic home was moved only a short distance, the event itself caused quite a stir, garnering local press coverage and crowds of onlookers. As you can imagine, the task of transporting an entire house raised a lot of eyebrows around here. Legend has it, it also raised the dead. Once the railroad house was settled firmly in its new location, the townsfolk began to notice a series of unsettling events. It began with the appearance of the amorphous figures and ghostly shadows among the crowds in the press photos from the railroad house relocation. Some brushed these strange aberrations off as darkroom development errors, while others were more suspect of the phantom images. A week later, on a moonlit evening, a number of locals witnessed a ghostly pair roaming Charlotte Avenue near the original site of the railroad house. One couple out for an evening stroll reported seeing the transparent figure of a man who appeared to be frantically searching for something, while a ghostly female companion wept softly by his side. Others described seeing shadowy figures in and around Depot Park, and hearing mysterious clanking sounds coming from the direction of the train. Morning light found the original site of the railroad house in disarray, with barriers disturbed, no trespassing signs destroyed, and fresh footprints in abundance, all of which led some folks to surmise that the Tuckers had returned to town. As the fall of 62 progressed, the supernatural sightings increased, as did the number of locals who were convinced that the spirited Tuckers had indeed returned to Sanford. With each new sighting, the angst of the searching spirits grew in intensity, with more and more reports of frightening moans and blood-curdling screams. Genuinely concerned that they had raised the ire of the Tucker twosome, some folks decided to attempt to settle the spirits into their newly located home place in an effort to restore the peace. On a crisp fall evening in late October, a small group of local believers secretly gathered at the railroad house and held a seance to guide the spirits of W.T. and Ender Virginia Tucker to its new location. Gathered around the table by candlelight, the group held hands and summoned the restless spirits, welcoming them home to the historic abode and promising to keep and preserve it. As the story goes, the seance was successful in settling the Tuckers into the railroad house. Fall faded into winter that year, and the more violent sightings became less and less frequent until the benevolent presence of the Tuckers was once again the norm. But old memories have a way of sticking with the non-living. Every few years, the troubles would start back up, signaling that W.T. and Ender were once again untethered from their new home. The brave souls at the time would safely guide them back home once more and take up the promise to keep and preserve their historic abode. Perhaps now that you've heard our story, that group of brave souls might someday include you. Before continuing to the next hair-raising Boo and Brew ghost tale, might we suggest one last stop? Head over to Charlie Watson Lane to add a bucket list item to the Before I Die mural. Our ghosts really do love seeing what the living get up to these days.